I'm absolutely delighted, and I'm delighted for myself, and I'll be honest, I'm delighted for the people of Donegal that they, you know, hopefully if everything would go right between now and then, that that we'll have a senator in Donegal, and somebody extra, an extra voice in Donegal.
And the way this by-election will work, so to speak, the Fine Gael and Labour, they have the numbers, so it looks like you are a shoo-in for that, but obviously you can't count your chickens until...
That's right, Greg. You just there's a process to go through, and I have to go up next week to Dublin and meet the TDs and talk to people, and I'll be doing that, and I'll be looking forward to the election on the 10th of October.
Do you know why you were selected? Because obviously there was a lot of candidates there. You're a very good candidate yourself, but I mean, the likes of the Taoiseach has a lot of considerations to take in, geographical and what have you. Do you know why it was you that got the nod?
Well, I think myself, I put myself forward as two other candidates did in Donegal at the time, and went through, and as you say, there was a lot of nominations in, and I probably done whatever I could in that, in respect that I went after it as hard as I could do, and I would have an ambition to try and maybe be as successful for the county as I can. I'm a business person, that's what I do, and I suppose I would like to think that I have something to bring to the table.
And do you believe this is the start of a long career? Because, of course, we have the likes of Deputy Dinny McGinley, who won't be running in the next election. Of course, you have a lot to do between now and then, but do you think this is part of a broader plan that you are involved in?
Well, at the moment, Greg, I suppose I'm just that delighted at getting the nomination that I'm looking forward to trying to get through this process here at the moment. And maybe after the 10th of October, I would have a clear picture on the Senate as a senator. And obviously, I'd like to get my teeth into that first and see what is that about. And we'll work from there.
And you will look forward to working with the likes of Senator Breen O'Donnell. Will you work together for the betterment of Donegal, albeit from different sides of the House?
I think you have to work together. I mean, if it's for the betterment of the county, I think everybody should work together. And that would be my way of thinking, always has been, no matter what that involves, whether that's, in management and business and whatever it is, that's the way I would look at it, that we work together to try and improve our county as much as possible.